At Parlay Sports Bar, the Tallahassee chapter of a group called American Outlaws is watching the United States play Portugal. American Outlaws is a nationwide boosters organization for the U.S. men's and women's soccer teams, and they've packed the patio area to standing room only. Chapter Secretary Scott Chandler says it's hard to explain the feeling of watching a game with others.
I would try to describe it, but I would have to use words that I don't know and would use wrong. But it's just, it feels better than sitting on the couch and watching it at home for sure.
It's a rowdy bunch with lots of jerseys, flags, and, of course, chanting. Chandler says American Outlaws welcomes all comers, just so long as they're cheering for the right team.
We've got a little bit of everybody. I think mainly the demographic is 18 through 30, but we've got people from all walks of life in here who just love to come out and watch the USA play and have a good time supporting them.
Like when the U.S. took the lead late in the second half. And sports bars aren't the only place people are gathering to watch games. For more, we go to Margaret Tobin at the Center for Global Engagement at FSU.
It's a quieter atmosphere here at the Globe, the building that houses Florida State University's Center for Global Engagement, where every World Cup match is being shown live. Leanne Osborne, the Assistant Director of Intercultural Programs, says the World Cup is a perfect fit for the center's mission of bringing an international experience to FSU students.
And we figured that it was an international event, and so, you know, what better type of event to show than soccer, which is really, you know, popular around the world, and particularly with students here.
Osborne says the center also hosted screenings of the last World Cup in 2010, but attendance has jumped this time around and is bringing out true fans of the sport.
I'm just joking, but it's not soccer. Why do you call it soccer? It's football.
Sidhuta Karmakar, a graduate student at FSU, says he thinks the World Cup screenings are, in his words, a good initiative.
Maybe not all the students do have television at their home because they're students, you know. So, yeah, those students get an opportunity to watch their games in big screens, and that's a really good thing, I would say.
And Alex Jeffrey, an incoming freshman at FSU, says this is his first time watching the matches at the Globe. He says he enjoys the camaraderie of watching the game in a group.
Not just about the sport, but it's also about like supporting your country and socializing. Like for your like high school football games and college football games, a lot of people don't like football, but they go just for the atmosphere and the environment and the social event of it. So watching an American game, especially with other people, can be exactly like that too.
And despite the more academic environment, there was still some excitement. For WFSU News, I'm Margaret Tobin.